Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of stranded passengers, people upset. We haven't even gotten to 4th of July weekend. This is basically supposed to be run-of-the-mill summer travel. And we have still thousands of flight delays being reported. The last couple days have been a cluster and a half. And people are upset. And I've told you many, many times, especially during the Christmas season, not only do you have to pack your patients, but if you do have medications or things you need medically, always assume you're going to have a flight issue. And I keep seeing the same mistake over and over again. I'm having people call in saying, I'm stuck, I can't fly out, I have no medication. You're like, why don't you have your medication? Why? Well, because I only packed two pills. Why did you only pack two pills? And it's not these people's fault. We should be able to rely on transportation. But I think the norm is that your flight is going to have a problem. Now, I've been very, very fortunate with a lot of my flights. I've had a couple delays. I've had some where we had to circle Cleveland, and then we ran out of fuel, so we had to land in Air Force Base just because Newark didn't open up. But there's some savvy travelers that have kind of learned the system, and they know how to avoid the drama that a lot of people endure. And mind you, holiday weekends, the easiest thing to do is not fly. But a lot of people are going to enjoy this four-day weekend. The same thing with the holidays. I want people to be with the family and get where they need to go. So when people say it's just the weather, right now we're being told this chaos isn't just the weather. Yes, there's been some severe weather. But we've had severe weather throughout the year. We're going to continue to have severe weather. What happened? Well, I think the United CEO said that the FAA was having issues and air traffic control and staffing issues. CEO blamed the staffing shortage at the FAA, the CEO of United. And he said it limited the number of flights into and out of major population centers, like the three airports in and around New York City. United's hub is Newark. So United got hit the hardest. In fact, I think 26%, if you go to FlightAware, 26%, 28% now of United's flights have been canceled today, 44% delayed. JetBlue, 17% have been canceled, 50% delayed. Delta, a little better, 5% canceled, 26% delayed. So what's the secret? Well, there's a few different secrets. Number one is, I love going to FlightAware. I don't want to do a commercial for them, but FlightAware has a lot of data. And FlightAware can tell you the statistics. And if there's an airport that seems to always have issues or seems to have more issues than others, then you might want to take a flight that bypasses that airport. Now, it also can be a sign that they do have staffing issues, that there's some areas around the country where you have people that can, you know, that aren't sick with COVID, aren't ill with something, are able to be there for staff. But when you have a lot of individuals in a certain area and that airport continues to look like it has delays or not all their flights are able to get out. And that's a big thing too, the arrivals versus the departures. The departures depend on ground staff as well as flight crew that might be coming from another flight. If the arrivals coming in seem to be a little bit better than the departures, then that might be a little bit more local related as opposed to flight attendant issue or a pilot issue. Again, it's not 100%, but there's trends that you can pick up. Another thing is try to fly nonstop. I don't even, if I can, I try to avoid stopovers. Because when that stopover is messed up, it just can mess up the rest of your flight. So if you can go nonstop, obviously. Many individuals will say they never pack a suitcase. They'll always pack a carry-on. Because if there is an issue, they're done. They have everything with them. They have all their medicines. They have whatever they need, and they can go. When we landed in Houston a few months ago, fantastic flight. We got there on time, but the rain prevented and the lightning prevented us from getting our bags. So we were stuck at the airport for an hour after we landed because they couldn't get our bags. And when we got our bags, everything was wet. So my guess is once the lightning hit, for the safety of all the airport workers, and understandable, they said, everybody get out. Well, the bags were left in the rain for about an hour. So if you didn't have to have a suitcase, I was going for a wedding. We all had suits and dresses, and so we had to bring carry-on. We had to, you know, bring, suitcases. But we and our friends, we waited there an hour because of the suitcases. So if you could travel with only a carry-on, that's better. Know your hubs. So if, let's say, you have a flight. Some flights will say, you know what, we're going to make it. We're, even though our hub is usually in the southern part, we're going to actually, we do have some flights that go, some rarer flights that go to other places. Even though you could get a cheaper flight, many of those have the issues because there's not a hub there where they could just, all right, guys, we got other staff we could pull from. And so when the flights are few and far between, when something happens to it or it gets canceled, now you're stuck for hours. So Southwest, we rarely have an issue. We have an issue with delays, but we could pretty much get a flight if there's good weather because there's a flight every 45 minutes. They're just Southwest all over because that's I live near Southwest. But if you're going to have a flight where it's a kind of a unique setting, their hub is not that part of the city or that part of the country, that could be an issue. So, there's going to be a lot of finger pointings, a lot of frustration. For those of you that are about to travel, just, like I said, expect there's going to be delays. And then have plan B, either a rental car in case, you want to drive instead, or make sure you have your medications, whatever you need as backup. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm going to Facebook Live it, so let me get all this all ready. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you, guys. I didn't think you wanted to see me. I thought the reason why you listened to me on radio and GCN Live and these podcast platforms, you didn't have to look at me. So, yeah, unless you guys are making fun of me and drawing mustaches. I've done that where I've blacked out my own teeth. You know, because I'm like, honestly, I'd rather have that distraction than people looking at my hair or anything else going on. But we are back, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one thing that we're getting a lot of, and we're asked in these polls, and this happens every election, but I think this has to be beyond any election topic, but it obviously comes with every election, is are you better off now than you were 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 12 years ago, 16 years ago? Ronald Reagan very famously brought that question up. That question has been brought up as it relates to Biden, as it relates to Trump, as it related to Obama. And so oftentimes you'll see polls saying, no, we're not better off. We're not better off. And me as a physician and as an American and as a person who wants to fix things and not just complain about them, how do we turn that around? And are we in a state where we're not going to have an era of prosperity again? Are Americans on a downward slope financially? And it would be completely exclusive or unrelated to who the president is. I know there's polls looking at Biden and Bidenomics, and I guess Biden said Russia was at war with Iraq, and I know he has issues, and I think every president, there's a lot of pressure to fix our economy, and some people think Biden can do it, some people don't, but I think this is regardless of who the president is. I think we Americans are in a little bit of trouble, maybe the world, from an economic standpoint. And if we don't figure this out and get our acts together, I don't think we'll ever have another era of prosperity. So these eras of prosperity are these times where we do better than we have in the past. There's short-term and there's long-term. So, long-term includes, well, we're going to invest in machinery. When you look at the Industrial Revolution, we're going to be building all these jobs. We're going to need all these jobs. We're going to need all these people. You are going to have your choice. Your picking of which job will suit you. And that money that you get from that job will be able to supply you a house, will be able to supply you transportation, your health care. I think those times are past. And so whether you have a president or not that spends a lot or doesn't know how to spend or doesn't know how to handle the economy, we have other issues as well that could be sadly preventing us from ever feeling like we're going to be financially secure. So when somebody asks me, am I better off financially now than I was a few years ago? My answer is a resounding no. And even though I'm very grateful for my jobs, I'm very grateful for having jobs and being able to start to cut my expenses, my answer being a resounding no is because of what the future looks like. So medicine, back in the 70s and 90s, yeah, it changed. But you could pretty much have an idea of what your job, what your practice is going to look like. Same thing with marketing, same thing with engineering. You pretty much had, okay, as long as I do this, I'll be able to keep my job, I do a good job, I'll be able to retire. It's different. Even police work. I'd speak to cops all the time. Being on the force for a certain number of years, you end up then getting retirement, pension, etc. Well, now there's so many, changes and so many things that are happening that many individuals are not staying on. It used to be you get in, once you're in, you're good. And so when you ask people, well, how do you feel? Are you better off? Okay, I get it. I just filled up my car. We're still over $4 a gallon for gas. That's ridiculous. Groceries, still very expensive. But that's not what really bothers me. That bothers me. But that can, prices can go up and down. They can fluctuate. What bothers me is the uncertainty and where we're going in terms of jobs. One thing I could pretty much put my money on is medicine, engineering, marketing, etc., is going to figure out a way to need less people. Medicine is going to eventually be all AI, where you just go in as a patient, right? You want your antibiotic, you give that computer exactly what you think it needs to hear to get your antibiotics. People are smart. People want their antibiotic, their steroids, their narcotics. I got chewed out because I couldn't give a narcotic over the phone, because the company I work for, you just don't do that. Most state laws prohibit it. She ripped me a new one. You know she's going to probably be one of the first customers if there is a way where you could bypass a human who says no. People don't want a doctor saying no. People don't want a doctor saying, all right, well, let's check that mole. Take off your shirt or pants. People just want a computer. So medicine is going to go by the way of, now, there will still be surgeons and laborists and things like that, but I know that we are going to have a shrinking employment pool because people are asking for computers, telemedicine, ways to avoid people. Same thing with marketing, music. They're going to figure out how to do AI music. Somebody comes up with AI, it's a great song, people buy it. They don't need to pay millions of dollars to a singer. A radio host, too. Somebody could say, I bet AI could do a better show than Dr. Dahlia. Well, okay, I'll take that bet, too. Yeah, that's that's what happens. Well, what is it that the listener wants? What are they looking for? Do they need somebody funny? You know, Dahlia's voice is a little hoarse because of all the dust and that, so maybe we could make the host sound a little clearer, sexier maybe, and I could be out of a job. So I don't trust that our future is going to be more financially sound. I think things are going to get more and more expensive. I think other countries are going to buy us out, like China. There's going to be a lot of money from China that, as we're already seeing with our homes and many of our commercial real estate, price comps are skyrocketing because people are coming over paying cash for these things. I think there's going to be a some fiscal issues that might worsen if the government hires people that doesn't really understand the economy and understands the nuances and makes very bold jumps. I think we're going to always be on this. Prices are up, so we have to pay more. Now that we're paying more, we have to raise our prices. I think I don't know if prices are ever going to go back down. So with the concern of where all our jobs are going based on tech, AI, we have more people coming into the country, so again, then less jobs available. The money we're making isn't lasting. And the old concepts of if you do a good job, you do a great, great job, and you do exactly what that company needs, that doesn't mean you get your job as secure. If you're one of the higher paid people, you're going to be the first one cut. And so there's all the things that we might have thought was basic economics, basic work ethic, it's now changing. In fact, teachers, they don't even know what to teach anymore. Do they teach at XXXY as boy, girl, or are they going to get in trouble for that? Or if they say there's more than two genders, are they going to get in trouble? We can't even, the public can't even agree anymore. And it's we can't even agree if a fetus is alive or not. And so this discontent is going to cause divides. And when you have somebody who thinks they're doing their job get fired or not get the job, then, again, people think they're worse off. Because what was it? It was a superintendent who addressed the two women as Miss, right? Because you don't want to call them by their first name. That's unprofessional. And you don't want to be cold and say to whom it may concern. And so rather than using the Miss, Mr., I think he did. He used Mrs. or Miss, didn't get the job because we're not doing that anymore. So when people are also confused about what they are supposed to do and they think they could lose a job over it, the average person is going to probably feel like, I don't know if I'm better off or if I'll ever be. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Big parts of the country are dangerous places to be thanks to heat, smoke, and wildfires.
I will not be leaving my house unless I absolutely have to. I mean, it's 100 degrees is unbearable.
The reason that man in Texas and millions of others are sweltering, a persistent heat dome breaking records and creating life-threatening conditions for those who work outside. As for the sky,
the demand, as you know, as anyone that's traveling knows, is off the chains.
Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian ahead of what's expected to be the busiest holiday weekend for air travel in years. The former Marine accused of choking a man to death on a New York City subway has pleaded not guilty. Daniel Penny was arraigned today in the death of Jordan Neely. Actor Kevin Spacey was in a London court ahead of his trial on four sexual assault charges involving four men over a dozen years. Spacey has already pleaded not guilty. Rich Johnson, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you when my cat was killed by a coyote, even though I was concerned that something happened the night it happened, we couldn't find the cat. We couldn't find any carnage or anything like that, so I thought maybe somebody adopted her. And for 5 days, we were searching for her. Put up flyers, screaming, Baby Snow, Mama Snow, where are you? And, because there was no evidence for us to think opposite, except maybe an owl got her and took her to the nest. And 5 days in, somebody texts me, because I had said on the flyers you could call or text, saying they did see the cat, they did see what the coyote did, which was pretty gruesome, and that they felt bad that they didn't reach out to us 5 days ago because the husband was concerned and said, you don't know who these people are. And I guess they were concerned maybe for their safety, even though it's a neighborhood, the picture of the cat that you could text, you could even call from a payphone if you wish. They saw the cat and what happened to it. They saw the picture of the cat, yet she felt really, really bad. And I was like, don't feel bad. I'm just grateful you called us. But it was, to me, significant that people don't even want to, even in the neighborhood, reach out by text because they are fearful of other people. We have a real problem where people are fearful of other people. Somebody accidentally drives into someone's driveway or picks up their brothers and gets shot through the door. Or this one group of kids, somebody came out and started shooting at them because it looked like a group of individuals was driving up onto his driveway when he probably thought they were going to storm the house. And they're making a wrong turn. And so everybody is on edge. Meanwhile, you hear this girl that was getting raped on a Pennsylvania train during broad daylight. Nobody got up to stop her. Or to stop them while she was being attacked. You can now be attacked in broad daylight and no one's going to help because they fear for their life. Well, a situation that we're all pretty well aware of has come about where somebody did try to help. As we've seen on subways, people pushing others randomly in front of a moving train and killing them or jumping them. And so on a subway, and there was a gentleman who apparently was suffering from mental health issues that reports allegedly he was threatening others or appeared threatening. When three individuals jumped on him to prevent him in a small enclosed area from hurting somebody because they felt that that was a perceived threat, he unfortunately dies. And today, Marine veteran Daniel Penny, who had come to the aid but had been the one who held him in a chokehold, has been arraigned, and he has pled not guilty to charges of second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide on the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely. Now, Jordan Neely was the homeless man who people have said had suffered from schizophrenia. This occurred on May 1st when Penny and two others tried to subdue him on a train. And so this is something that is making people a little nervous about when do you jump in and help, when don't you? And the American public is going to go to, I'm not going to touch him. Last thing I want to do is be in jail. I want to be a hero, but no, I can't go to jail for, 25 years? And it's a shame because it's a tragedy. One, we have a man who died and a man who had, mental illness and who might have been misinterpreted. Or we have a situation where he could have threatened, he could have killed somebody, and Penny saved those other people's lives. But because it cost the life of the gentleman and we didn't know what he would do, he's facing jail time. So this is, and people are very split on this. He was originally charged with second-degree manslaughter. Grand jury upheld the charge, then added a charge of criminally negligent homicide today. Correction, if he gets convicted, he'd spend 15 years in prison. So Danny entered a plea of not guilty. And this is, and I believe the other two who might have assisted in restraining Neely might also be charged as well. But this is, I don't know what the answer is. We don't want to see anybody with mental illness die. We also, though, don't want bystanders to not help if they think there's going to be a situation. How many times on a plane have passengers jumped in to stop somebody from trying to open the side door of the plane or hurt others. After September 11th in United 93, you know, the average person is thinking to themselves on a plane, I always do, what's going to be my move if we do see that somebody wants to take the plane down? I know it's been 22 years, but many of us are like, we're going to fight. We're not going to go down without a fight. And there has been so many incidences on planes, incidences on subways, incidences in stores, Walmarts, whatever, where the average, you know, the average American is, where do I run, or how do I help, and how do I subdue somebody? The problem is now somebody died in the process. And so, I don't want vigilantes, you know, accidentally killing people, but I also don't want, if somebody's a perceived threat and about to possibly hurt somebody, they get subdued, and anybody who steps in to help could be in trouble, so nobody wants to step in to help. And, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, I learned when you take your CCW course, I mean, they're very frank about how to use it, then if you're going to use it, you use it. So even though me as a physician, I'm thinking, well, if I am going to shoot the person, I'm going to try to shoot them in a place that wouldn't cause heavy bleeding. No, it just doesn't apply. You do not have the time necessarily to do perfect aim. I know in the movies, it looks like John Wick could maybe get a shoulder blade, you know, or the AC joint if he needed to, or maybe lodge the bullet in the glenohumeral fossa. No, if you are at risk, you are going to, you got to protect yourself. Because, you know, even if somebody's coming at you with a knife, they could still get to you. You think, well, there's time, you have time, you could shoot them. They could still be before they even feel the bullet, or the bullet has a chance to do what it needs to do, still get to you with that knife. So in CCW class, you learn that you learn that if you're going to use a gun, you use it right. And I mean, if they're running and leaving, you can't shoot them in the back. If you've told them to leave and they're, you know, there's guidelines and there's protocols. Can't just be running around with a gun willy-nilly. There's a respect you have for the weapon and a respect you have for the legal system. But we have so many violent crimes now that I don't think the average person is going to want to jump in and help. And they're not going to, one, they don't want to hurt anybody, but on the other end, they don't want to be accused of hurting somebody or hurt themselves. And this isn't anything new. It's just, I think while people are watching this, they're thinking, you know what, I'm just going to let, until the person actually does the crime, I'm going to wait. Now, the problem is, if that crime is killing somebody, we're going to have bystanders that are going to wait until somebody is killed first so they have a legal defense. I don't know what the... That's not good either. So, you know, Americans need an answer. What do we do? Especially if there's no cops around. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But while we're waiting for our next guest, we do have some breaking news on the Titan sub. The mangled debris, or some of it, has been found and brought ashore. This is 10 days since the catastrophic implosion that happened 12,500 feet below the Atlantic. They had picked up these, or the catastrophic implosion, I believe, happened on the descent, but large chunks of the Titan submersible have been pulled from the Atlantic Ocean. Many of them are covered. So I know it looks like a tin can that might be sadly, crunched or mangled, but those are tarps over it. And we'll keep you guys posted as this story unfolds on what we're seeing and some of the pieces that are being put together on that as to what sadly happened, that catastrophic day that killed five people. Our guests are here. This is, I'm really excited about this next segment. As AmeriCorps is a group, a team of volunteers that does amazing, amazing work, and I am so, so grateful that we have Italia Sergi, National Director of AmeriCorps Seniors, as well as Charlotte Simpson, a volunteer blogger and grandfluencer, to talk to us about how, as 70 million baby boomers retire, what many of them are doing and what they can do. Charlotte, Italia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Wow. So, Charlotte, I love this. Grandfluencer. I love that. Tell us what that means.
A grandfluencer is an influencer with a little bit of maturity on them, like me. When my husband passed, I began creating content to share on social media platforms about my passion for travel and to share this with other older adults. I've always been interested in volunteering, and so I did further my commitment in volunteering. And so whether on the road or at home, I enjoy that.
And it's so healthy. You know, many people have been contemplating retirement post-COVID and the boredom that could ensue, and sometimes the lack of, or that lack of focus and purpose can affect many people. And you know, how have you, has this helped, you know, how you feel and, you know, your outlook on things?
Well, I can't stress enough that volunteerism really has let me see that my community needs me as much as I need it. It's very fulfilling. I love my travels. I love seeing the world, but it actually doesn't come close to the personal gratification of serving other people and giving to others, and just the sometimes immediate feedback, other times long-range kinds of feedback that you get from that. I love it.
I love it, too. God bless. It's amazing. Italia Sergi, who's the National Director of AmeriCorps Seniors, how did this volunteer spirit or the volunteer spirit you see show up in AmeriCorps Seniors?
So AmeriCorps Seniors is a part of the federal agency of AmeriCorps, and our whole mission is to support volunteerism and national service. And so the AmeriCorps Seniors programs were designed with that purpose in mind. And we are the largest national service program in the country for adults 55 and over, and how we can engage them in service and volunteerism. And so we provide a space for older adults to really take charge of this moment in their life and give them the opportunity to serve their community and be the positive impact, have a positive impact that we need in our communities.
Absolutely. And talk to us about some of the programs you're offering.
So we have about 140,000 volunteers serving all across the country and in three of our U.S. territories.
Wow.
And we have three programs that you can volunteer in. So the first is RSVP. And so it's a program that's really community-based and provides opportunities for volunteerism based on your interest and what the need is in the community. And then there's the foster grandparent program, where volunteers become mentors and tutors for children and youth and really just have the opportunity to invest in their lives. And we have a senior companion program that's focused on independent living. And so those volunteers support other older adults and those with disabilities to remain in their homes, to live independently in their communities, and really reduce social isolation.
I love that. I can't tell you how many of my patients benefited from what you and AmeriCorps have done and volunteers such as Charlotte. It is so helpful. And we have a lot of listeners that want to be charitable. And many charities, of course, have been asking for funds and donations, but many people feel then they can't help at all. And volunteering is even more valuable than you know. You know, Charlotte, how did you get involved with AmeriCorps?
I've been involved with volunteering since I was a teenager. I've always enjoyed it and always found it very gratifying. I've served as a court-appointed special advocate in the Indiana foster care system and volunteered in my friend and other classrooms, my friends, most recently my friend's ESL classroom, and I volunteer in a number of activities in my church. And as I said, something I find especially wonderful about AmeriCorps seniors is that their opportunities nationwide.
So true, so true. And how has it changed your life?
It's changed my life in knowing that I am changing someone else's life.
Yeah.
My community, I know that now my community needs me as much as I need it. And the individuals, when I'm doing something in a capacity with an individual, I know that individual needs me as much as I need a purpose at that moment and need that something to do and that fulfillment in my life. It's really a give and take, a mutual kind of relationship.
Amen. And it's true. You know, my kids are growing up. I do sometimes feel like I'm not needed, and I am. You know, we are needed, and it blows my mind how much when you do volunteer, it might not be just that one person, but you're helping out the family, you're helping out the community, and it's you think you might only be helping one person, but you might be helping a lot more. Italia. Any other benefits of volunteering with the AmeriCorps Seniors?
I think I would want to highlight what you said earlier. Volunteering brings purpose, and so having the opportunity to participate in these programs really can give people a purpose in their lives. It helps with community, building community, staying connected, really being in a network that can help you and that you can help as well. We also have research that shows that volunteerism can support the maintaining your health and helping you with your physical and mental health. So those are some of the benefits. And then our programs really try to provide a variety of support to make sure that if you want to volunteer, you know, there's no barriers to that. So some things like mileage reimbursement. They may provide some type of insurance that you might need for your volunteerism. And some of our programs also provide stipends to help offset the cost.
I love that. That is amazing. Where can our listeners go for more information?
So for more information, to learn about anything that we've talked about here today and to find opportunities in your community, you can go to AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment.
Great. And Charlotte is not only a volunteer, but she's a blogger, and she's known as the Traveling Black Widow. I love that. How can people find out more information on you, Charlotte?
Well, my website is travelingblackwidow.com, or I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok as Traveling Black Widow.
Oh, I love it. Well, God bless both of you, AmeriCorps, and all you do and all the volunteers do and the AmeriCorps Senior Group. Cannot wait to have you guys come back and talk to us about all the amazing you continue to do. Thank you again for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.